Open Mic. If by DeAndra Jordan. If I stood on tiptoe, reached up and sculpted mountains from clouds, would you laugh out loud? If I dipped my brush in starlight, painted a ribbon of night on your windowsill, would you still laugh? If I drew you adrift in a pen and ink sea in a raging storm, would you laugh at me? If I planted watercolor roses in your garden, would you laugh then? Or would you breathe deep to sample their scent? I wonder.
Tyrone. If the sister read any faster, I'd be looking for her Supergirl cape. Talk about nervous. DeAndra's hands were shaking the whole time she was holding that poem. She sure spooks easy for somebody so tall. Yo, I said, take a deep breath. Ain't nobody gonna hurt you here. She smiled a little and tried to slow down, but I swear that girl burned rubber getting back to her seat when she was through. I guess she's not exactly used to the limelight. She's got plenty of company. Four more kids read their poetry for the first time today. They were shaking in their boots, but it was all good. I only had to tell one of them to loosen up. Guess you could call that progress.
Devin Hope. Jump Shot. What kind of name is that? Not mine, but try telling that to the brothers at school. That's all they ever call me. You'd think it was written somewhere. Tall guys must be jocks. No, make that tall people, because DeAndra's got the same problem. Everybody expects her to shoot hoops. The difference is, she's got no talent in that direction. Ask me, she's got no business playing b-ball. That's my game. I've got good height and good hands, and that's a fact. But what about the rest of me? Forget who I really am, who I really want to be. The law is, be cool, be tough, play ball, and use books for weight training, not reading. Otherwise, everybody gives you grief. Don't ask me why I care, especially when the grief is coming from a punk like Wesley. Judging from the company he keeps, he's a gangster in sheep's clothing. I don't even know why he and Tyrone bother coming to school. It's clear they don't take it seriously, although maybe they're starting to. That's according to Sterling, who believes in praying for everybody and giving them the benefit of the doubt. I love the preacher man, but I think he may be giving these brothers too much credit. Anyway, when I hang around after school and any of the guys ask me, "Yo, Devin, where are you going?" I tell them I'm heading for the gym to meet coach and work on my layup. Then once they're out the door, I cut upstairs to the library to sneak a read.